Hello, I'm Wayne Robertson, and I'm so happy to introduce a brand new podcast, Leading From Behind. Now, I know this is controversial, but I have no fear. I'm either fearless or stupid, can't figure out which. So I'm happy to put my head down and charge into the topic. I spent 36 years working in technology, leading projects, and really enjoying so many projects for large, medium, and small companies. And the COVID pandemic brought many changes. I implemented many different methods of getting projects done over the years, and there was a great need to change how we get projects done going forward. So, this podcast will walk through all those problems I encountered of people working together, how to put a really effective team together, and I'm so grateful for all the team members that we worked together. It wasn't my answer by itself. It was everybody together, and I appreciate all that experience. Now, a warning. Many rules are broken by the ideas I'm going to suggest, so be aware. Some people have a hard time that we do things totally differently, and I've had lots of people argue with me and call me names, but that's fine. My methodology provided maximum freedom to each team member to get the work done, but, and this is where it gets critical, providing overall guidance on what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and I worked very hard to support each team member daily. I didn't do it by micromanaging, and I didn't do it by in their face all the time. It was more, what can I do to help you? Now, in the beginning, I was one of those horrible project leaders that caused grief to so many people. But over the years, all these smart people I worked with were great in helping me change my mind, doing things differently. And about 20 years ago, I started to take stock and redo things, saying, something's not right here. This is a lot of work. And we spend a time circling the wagons or fighting each other. I got to find a different way. And so after trying a whole bunch of things, certain things seemed to make sense and others didn't. And I'm going to tell you about it on all the episodes here of this podcast. For those who want to have a work-life balance, there are so many crises that occur in a business, in projects, that you may have to add crises at home to match your work crises. No, don't just give you troubles. I was thinking the other day, but of course thinking is so exhausting to me, I don't plan to do that very often. When I was a line worker on a project, the view was so much different than when I became a project leader. Because the view as a project leader was end to end. When I was just working on the project as just a straight worker, I just cared about my activities. So far less responsibility, in some ways far less stress. Although I did really enjoy leading projects. It was so tough and so rewarding. When I was a child, many, many years ago, if you asked an adult back in those days, how you doing? The answer came back, oh, middling, just middling. I guess for me, life is too short just to be middling. And while there are always some bad times, there are so many good things in life. And I am dedicated to helping people be the most successful they can be in their work and life in general. And my parents were those wonderful, salt-of-the-earth people that worked so hard. My father was a mechanic and a farmer, and he worked much harder than I ever did or will. He was so concerned about me, as I did not take to physical labor. It didn't make sense to me. I was uncoordinated, I didn't enjoy it, put a hammer in my hands, and everybody and everything around me was in danger. turned me loose on fixing a car. He was a mechanic and a genius at that. And it may never run again. I found farming to be a huge bore. And I'm so glad that there are so many people out there doing that and making food for us. Thank you. However, I did enjoy reading and learning new stuff. And this actually happened. My father chopped down a large tree, cut it into small pieces, and then we took those split logs into the house, stacked them, because we were going to burn them in the stove to keep warm in winter. And I was drafted, note the term drafted, into working, carrying the wood in. But the book I was reading was so interesting. And I even forget what it is now, but I do remember this book was such a big deal. So I kept the book in one hand and carried it one stick of wood at a time. My father just about lost his mind. Just work. What is your problem? That was the famous one. Just work. And he was concerned when I was younger how I'd be able to earn a living. And I have to admit, for a man born in 1919, not being able to use your hands to make a living was a huge problem. He was concerned that I would just be drifting as a poverty-stricken person the rest of my days. Fast forward after a five-year career in radio, where I think I bored people, got married, went to college, got some education, and I was out in the working world. And my father knew I worked in technology, but wasn't really clear on what I did. Because if he didn't touch something, he didn't understand what was accomplished. He would ask me if I built computers. No. Do you fix computers? No. Do you create software? No. I tried to explain that I worked with smart people who did the work, and I helped manage the projects. And after a long pause, he asked, "Did you get paid for it?" Yes. So then he said, "Well, at least someone sees value in what you do, whatever it is." He didn't understand the role of management, especially in larger projects and activities. And he thought, why don't people just know what to do? But he didn't realize how someone needed to lay out the end goal and the requirements. He had never worked in that kind of project environment. So over the years, I've had the fantastic opportunity to work with a huge number of great people, both very senior experienced and new graduates. And that's where I developed a whole bunch of new ways of getting this work done, with trying these things out on them. And they were very patient with me most of the time. Not all. If you have a job where everything goes smoothly and without problems, then don't work in projects, especially in technology. I found them to have extreme lows and extreme highs, sometimes on the same day. But in a way, I guess I found that a special thrill. Yeah, I know, I'm weird. And I want to tell you that I was very successful at that work, and I was, eventually. But in the beginning, it was horrible as I stumbled around trying to figure out how to get projects done successfully and on time. And so, as I've told you, long discussions, hundreds of team members I've worked with, and slowly came up with methods of handling these projects that turned out successful. Not everything I tried worked, failed. Did a fast turnaround, bailed from those ideas, went on to something else. That understanding of how people work helped me experiment on methodologies and getting things done. And it just took a lot of effort and a lot of time, a lot of pain to come up with a new way of getting things done. In addition to the team members, I was responsible to upper management. And I also stumbled there because I had never worked with upper management before, and especially in large companies. And there were some bad days and some bad meetings where things didn't go well. But fortunately, I had some guidance, some great executives who took me aside and helped me. And I focused on ways that enabled me to work with management successfully. And I will talk about it in some of the podcasts on how I worked with upper management, what worked and what didn't. And I never had a perfect time working with management because our goals were different. But my stumbling was a lot less, so I consider that success. Over the years, I've documented all those methods. Over the years, I've documented all those elements of work and how to track projects. And it has gone against a lot of the ideas of common thought of how to get projects done. And I'm going to explain that in one of the podcasts, why it's so different from the quote-unquote proper way of getting things done. When I was a child, my parents were exasperated with me as I constantly questioned everything. And sometimes they took it personally. I adored my parents. They were so hardworking. They so cared for myself and my three brothers. But I was just curious how things were done and why certain decisions were made. I was very inquisitive. And I just asked why over and over again. And while I was a continuous problem growing up, this actually turned out to be a great thing in my career as I looked at every item of work I did to figure out, are we doing the best we can or is there a way it could be done better? And my parents were frustrated. Why can't you just get the work done rather than trying to figure out how to do it better? Many stories I could tell you about my experiences in teens, doing things better, experimenting, failing, succeeding. And one of these days, I may do a podcast on that because it sets the ground rules for how I started working with projects. Even though I worked in for-profit businesses, large and small, these topics I'll be discussing will apply to those organizations, also to nonprofits and government agencies. And my discussion is on projects where there's a definite start and end date. I'm not discussing ongoing work that is just maintenance or ongoing activities. That's not where my expertise is. And I have planned a large number of podcasts on many topics, including the number one most important element in any project. It may seem obvious, but if it is, why do so many people miss it? Also, turning the org chart upside down, putting myself at the bottom. Getting more work done by doing less work. Respecting team members. I know that sounds obvious, but trust me, it doesn't always happen. Solving the painful meetings problem. Too many meetings sometimes, sometimes not enough. The key to mental toughness, and I wish I'd known this earlier because my life would have been a lot simpler. There's a magic bullet for employees. I found this eventually, and it's gratitude. And I'm going to talk about that in a couple of podcasts on how to work with the team members and how to express gratitude to them and how to make it sincere and how to make it accepted properly. Also talk about truly listening to your team members. Not what the words they're saying, but what is the information, the idea, the feelings behind those words. Also having difficult conversations with team members and difficult conversations with management. Never fun, but really important. And I learned that technology is a tool, not the end result of the work. And I was confused sometimes before that. Also talk about project leaders and management, what you need to do is stay ahead of things. The number one phrase to use with your team, which is magical. And also keeping your team members. Don't let them leave for another job. But once they decide to leave and come to you saying, I'm leaving, it's too late. You need to start way earlier than that to make sure they stay. But here's something I found interesting. Why should we keep them? We'll go over that. There's a really, really, really important reason. Also, if you're in management at whatever level, how to take direction from team members. It'll make you incredibly successful. Also, elements to become a happy worker. Not every day, not every minute, but overall happy. Another one is the most important word you will ever say in your work. And that word is no. And don't make the mistakes I made early in my career by saying yes to almost everything. Also, I want to talk about micromanagement. It's so alluring, but it's so dangerous. And there are many, many other topics that I plan to cover. Already planned out. There's so much to talk about. So join me on this journey as I take you through the joys and tears of getting projects done. If you're a line worker, lower level management, upper level management, in a large company, small company, this podcast is for you. I'm positive you'll find great info regardless of your role. And I need to confess that I'm kind of strange. Ask my friends and family. If you are looking for a podcast that provides information in a well-laid-out manner without bizarre ideas, this is not for you. However, if you like ideas at times that are out there past Pluto, yes, this is the one. And I also look forward to getting your feedback because I want to learn from you. Please feel free to disagree with me, as that's how I learn. However, I will not even acknowledge those crazies who can just slam me or my ideas without any information. If your response back is, you're so stupid and that's all you say, I want nothing to do with you. Be civil in our responses, and I'll be a very interested listener. And I look forward to getting together with you on the next podcast. Look on here at WayneRobertson.com, and this podcast is available on multiple areas. I'm so looking forward to getting together with you next time.